Listening, Unit 6, page 46, B.
You will hear five short extracts in which different people talk about how they handle debt. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to H, how each speaker got into debt. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list, A to H, how each speaker feels about debt. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
You could attribute my debt to a stroke of bad luck. I was travelling through Europe with some friends during our gap year before university, where I was sure to rack up a lot of debt anyway. Debt, it's just one of those unavoidable things in life, and you can't let it get you down. But anyway, I only have debts because someone on the train swiped my bag and used my card to go on a shopping spree. My bank reimbursed me for some of the money, but I wound up being about £400 in debt. Next time I'll watch my bag more carefully.
Speaker 2.
Before I went to uni, I was excellent with my finances. Terrified of debt too. My parents had quite a lot and I saw the problems it caused. My dad was so stressed sometimes that he could barely function. But a lot of my new uni friends were quite well off, and debt seemed quite normal to me. I was putting meals and nights out on my card, and in just under a month, I had quite an ugly little debt to pay off. It was only for a year or so, but because of that experience, I've been scared of debt ever since.
Speaker 3.
I've had credit cards since I was 16. My parents encouraged it so I could get used to cards early on. I had a bit of debt now and again, but nothing to ever worry about. Really, I thought of my balance then, as I do now, as just a little warning to stop using my card so much. I think that's the purpose of debt, to scare you. But when I got older, I stopped paying attention to the bills. I mean, I opened them, of course, but I just thought that whatever the amount was, I'd pay it off. But little by little, I wound up with a pretty high debt. Maybe I should just put scissors to plastic.
Speaker 4.
I think most people view debtors as irresponsible folk. I mean, I used to have that idea myself until I got into a serious car accident. My insurance company paid most of the hospital bills, but there was a hefty amount left over, and I had no choice but to put it on cards. It was about £6,000, actually. I was quite disappointed that my insurance didn't cover everything, and honestly, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to take care of it, but rather the guy who slammed into me. I'll be going after him in court once I meet with my solicitor, who luckily takes cards.
Speaker 5.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not the most financially responsible person on the planet. I like to splurge on my friends, throw lavish parties and foot the bill, and my wardrobe's got to be filled with whatever makes me look fabulous. Sure, I've amassed a fair amount of debt over it, but I'll pay it off eventually. I make money, my job's secure, and I'll be fine. I've got friends who make more money than me who complain about even the smallest debts. Personally, I think they're concerned over nothing. We're not defined by how much debt we have, but how we treat others and ourselves.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
You could attribute my debt to a stroke of bad luck. I was travelling through Europe with some friends during our gap year before university, where I was sure to rack up a lot of debt anyway. Debt, it's just one of those unavoidable things in life, and you can't let it get you down. But anyway, I only have debts because someone on the train swiped my bag and used my card to go on a shopping spree. My bank reimbursed me for some of the money, but I wound up being about £400 in debt. Next time I'll watch my bag more carefully.
Speaker 2.
Before I went to uni, I was excellent with my finances. Terrified of debt too. My parents had quite a lot and I saw the problems it caused. My dad was so stressed sometimes that he could barely function. But a lot of my new uni friends were quite well off and debt seemed quite normal to me. I was putting meals and nights out on my card, and in just under a month I had quite an ugly little debt to pay off. It was only for a year or so, but because of that experience, I've been scared of debt ever since.
Speaker 3.
I've had credit cards since I was 16. My parents encouraged it so I could get used to cards early on. I had a bit of debt now and again, but nothing to ever worry about. Really, I thought of my balance then, as I do now, as just a little warning to stop using my card so much. I think that's the purpose of debt, to scare you. But when I got older, I stopped paying attention to the bills. I mean, I opened them, of course, but I just thought that whatever the amount was, I'd pay it off. But little by little, I wound up with a pretty high debt. Maybe I should just put scissors to plastic.
Speaker 4.
I think most people view debtors as irresponsible folk. I mean, I used to have that idea myself until I got into a serious car accident. My insurance company paid most of the hospital bills, but there was a hefty amount left over, and I had no choice but to put it on cards. It was about £6,000, actually. I was quite disappointed that my insurance didn't cover everything, and honestly, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to take care of it, but rather the guy who slammed into me. I'll be going after him in court once I meet with my solicitor, who luckily takes cards.
Speaker 5.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not the most financially responsible person on the planet. I like to splurge on my friends, throw lavish parties and foot the bill, and my wardrobe's got to be filled with whatever makes me look fabulous. Sure, I've amassed a fair amount of debt over it, but I'll pay it off eventually. I make money, my job's secure, and I'll be fine. I've got friends who make more money than me who complain about even the smallest debts. Personally, I think they're concerned over nothing. We're not defined by how much debt we have, but how we treat others and ourselves.